God has wayside wells in a Christian's life. Someplace he can go and get what he needs and some good water. And one of my sayings is, I don't mind being in the desert, but I don't want to be in the desert without water, because you can't survive without water. And I appreciate this place. I appreciate Brother Reg. I want him to know that. And I pray you continually to always pray for us, whether we're here or not. And we're going back to the doctor Tuesday. And if the Lord gives us the green light, we're going to go back to Canada for a while. And so you pray for us. Pray for us on the road. I'm a nervous rider, so that means I've got to be the right driver. You'll get that sometime if you ride with your wife, and you know, I can't sleep, I can't rest, I might as well be driving. So, but when Brother Donnie asked me to teach today, I said I'm going to give it my best. I'm still got some pain, so you pray for me. I want you to turn in your Bible this morning. I've got three portions of Scripture I want to read. In 1 John chapter 3, also in the book of Acts chapter number 4, in Daniel chapter number 6. I want to preach. I'm not, I guess, teach whatever it is that I do. I do my best. I don't care. That's all I want to do. And for him, but I want to teach or preach this morning on the subject of identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. Identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul told the church at Corinth, which was a carnal church, and no doubt we have a problem with carnality too, maybe not to the degree that some have or do, but we all have a problem with that. And he told them in 2 Corinthians, at the close of the letter that he wrote to them, he told them to examine themselves to see whether they be in the faith. He said, prove to yourself. You know, somebody else might tell you something, but it's good to prove to yourself. You need to know it in your own heart, and you need to have a foundation for what you say you have. You can say anything you want to, but you better have something to back it up in reality. You know, time's getting short. Jesus is coming soon. And I believe that with all of my heart. And he may come sooner than we think. Even for each one of us, we may, as far as the rapture, we may go today, and that would be our rapture. So if I was you, I would make sure that I this morning can be identified with the Lord Jesus in reality. Not just in words. Paul warned Titus. He said, there are some that profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate. Yeah. You know, we say we love the Lord Jesus a lot of times, but we're not obedient to him, and that's a contradiction. Right. Yeah. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do what I say. So it's all hollowness, and it doesn't mean much. Now, I know God looks at our heart, and I'm glad he does, because many times our desires and intentions don't line up or are not carried out in our life. I mean, we want to do right, but we don't always do right. But there's some things in reality in your heart you need to know. In 1 John, and this is my favorite book in the Bible. I wished I was here. Why Brother Reg is going to be preaching on the rest of 1 John. Or I don't know if he's going to preach on all three. But at the same time, though, there's much to be said as this book is written to God's people. And God help us to draw from this well. I mean, continuously, and not forget what's being preached to us and what's being taught us out of this text. But in 1 John chapter 3, he said, behold. In verse number 1, he said, behold, what manner of love. He said that the Father hath bestowed upon us. I mean, the magnitude, I'll maybe never understand on this side, and I no doubt don't and won't. But it is, it's a manner of love that's beyond comprehension. To wind that God would love any of us. I mean, when you look at yourself in reality, I mean, you ain't good dirt. I don't care what you think about yourself. And if there is any good thing about you, it's the grace of God. Don't ever forget that. If you've taken one step in righteousness, hey, it's still by the grace of God. And it is the grace of God. So he said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. We have no right to call ourselves except in light of that love being manifested to us and us receiving that love that God has given us. But then he said, therefore, and this is a scary statement, but it's true. He said, therefore the world knoweth us not. By the way, it seems like today that the world and Christianity is almost running simultaneously down the road. There's so little difference anymore than the church than the world. I mean, I don't care if it's the fads, the fashions. I don't care if it's the lingo, the language, or whatever people do. And God help us, he said, therefore the world knoweth us not. Remember what I'm preaching on being identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. He said, beloved, he said, now. And I love this. This is one of those security verses and one of them anchor verses that you better keep close to you. Beloved, now. Not when we die, but now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. By the way, we don't know what perfection is, but we ought to be striving for it. We ought to be headed towards it. We ought to be being conformed to the image of God's dear Son. That's what the Bible says. And if the Spirit of God lives in us, he truly is doing his work. He always has, and he's never failed to do that. And so he said there, when he said in verse number 2, he said, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. And I'm glad, thank God, that one day I'm going to be all that God wants me to be. Hey, it won't be on this side, but it will come. And by the way, the minute the trumpet sounds, if we go by the way of the rapture, and I believe, listen, I'm looking for the undertaker, not the undertaker. But I'm telling you, either way, my friend, I still believe we're going to be like him. And every man, he said in verse 3, that hath this hope in him, he said, purifieth himself even as he is pure. By the way, I believe there's a desire in the heart of everyone that's saved. Not to be what they were, but to be what they ain't, and to go down, no doubt get a focus upon the Lord Jesus Christ to be like him. Amen. I don't care who you are. When you get saved, you're not satisfied, hey, listen, with what you were. God inside of you, the hope of glory, hey, listen, will no doubt give you a hunger and a thirst after righteousness that you won't even comprehend. You don't even know, my friend, hey, the depth, and I don't understand it either, the work that God does in somebody that's nothing but an old wretched sinner. But thank God for it. In the book of Acts, if you would turn, I want to use these three illustrations. This one here about in 1 John, but also in the book of Acts, chapter number 4, we find that Peter and John had went up to the temple to pray. And you know the story. There was a lame man that was sitting at the gate. If you could look there in verse 3, chapter 3. And I'm not going to read all of that. But this man had been there for all these years. And Peter and John, told him, he said, and they knew what the man wanted. He wanted something physical to take care, hey, listen, of his needs in this life. And most people are very content to get that. They're happy when they have those things. But Peter and John, I don't know what they had in a material sense, but what if they had $1 million in their pocket, that wasn't what this man needed. Sometimes we're out giving things that a lot of times people don't really need. But he said this, they said this. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. You know, I've said many times in my ministry, I said, do what you can for people. And you know what? If you've been saved by the grace of God, you've got something to give the most needy person that you ever come in contact with. And that's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever else you might do, that's great. If God allows you to go further than that, even in a physical sense. But I'll tell you what, the greatest thing you could do for anybody is to tell them, hey, that God loves old sinners. Hey, and that God loves them and God wants to save them, not just to carry them to a better place when they die. Hey, listen, God wants us to live a life right now for His honor and His glory. And this is the reason why the Bible said the world knoweth us not. Hey, listen, we'll all be known alike when we get to glory. But we're living in a place that people that are lost all around us, God help us. And so they healed this man. They gave him what he needed in a physical sense there, but also it was a spiritual type and a picture. And this upsets the religious crowd. And if you look in chapter number 4, And they spake unto the people, the priest and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees. And he said, came unto them, upon them. And he said, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection of the dead. Don't kid yourself. People are going to get bothered when you're preaching this old book. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's to your family. I think about this thankful day where Thursday we're supposed to be thankful. This is the first time in 28 years my wife and I have been back in the States on Thanksgiving Day. In 28 years, I said, do you miss it? Oh, yes, I miss people. I'm just like you. But at the same time, though, my friend, hey, listen, you better take the opportunities you've got in your life. Hey, listen, to help those that are around you. It ain't a day of tanking up. Amen. And I'm glad for that, because I like to eat too. But I'll tell you what, we need to be thankful. As Brother Van presented while ago, we ought to be thankful for the spiritual blessings that we have in this country. Amen. You can talk about the rest of the world and how bad it is. You can talk about the president and the leaders of this land, but you still are sitting this morning in the best country on the face of this earth, and you ought to thank God for it. God help us to always be thankful. God help us. One of the marks of the last day was unthankfulness. But I want to tell you something that coincides with it, and it's listed with it, is unholiness. And by the way, when people become unthankful, they're unholy. And I'm going to tell you, an unthankful people will be an unholy people. And I'm going to tell you something, we're living in a day, most people are not thankful for what they got, they just want more. America's eat up with greed. They want more. They can't be content with nothing. And I'm going to tell you something you better learn. And it is an art. It ain't something you've got. It's something you do learn. You better learn, my friend, to be content. Whether God's got you, whatever state He's got you in. And I'm not talking about Missouri and Mississippi. I'm talking about, my friend, the state of your life. Hey, listen, I don't know what you'll have to go through tomorrow, but I'll tell you one thing. If you go through it with Him, you'll be all right. But if you don't have Him, my friend, it's going to be a disaster somewhere, and it'll show up. And this is the saddest days we're living, because most people are close to things and people, but they're very far from God. And by the way, you better guard your life about that. Amen. Here they were. They were, Peter and John, they were brought before the bigwigs. By the way, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that would love to judge you for what you're doing. Peter and John was trying to help this man spiritually, and they did help him. I remember up in Canada, there's and I don't know if they got them around here, the Dutch Reform and Christian Reform churches, and they have all these big councils and these big wigs. They call them suits. I mean, here the guys, and they smoke their cigars, and you know, you have to give an account to this crowd. And by the way, some of you wouldn't even understand that, but I'm telling you, hey, listen, there's a lot more. Hey, they've got one down in Nashville, Tennessee. They got a Mecca there. They've got one up here at Springfield. Might not like that, buddy. And I tell you what, you don't cross the bigwigs. And I'll tell you what, the bigwigs got upset. That's right. They were getting upset with Peter and John here for what they had done. for what they had done spiritually to help this man. But look here. The Bible said there, and when they set them in the midst, verse number 7. And he said, they asked, he said, by what power? He said, by what name? He said, have you done this? And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel. I tell you what, we need some men today. And I appreciate Brother Reg. I know the difference in preaching out of the Spirit and in the Spirit. I know the difference in the flesh. And by the way, my friend, you better be careful. I tell you what you do, I don't care if you're witnessing to somebody, you need to ask God to fill you with the Spirit. I tell you what, to just as much to prepare the person you're speaking to, you need to ask God to prepare you. Amen. Amen. You can say the right things with the wrong spirit. Hey, you can say the wrong things acting like a robot. I get tired of robotical things. I like reality, something that's in the heart. And that's the reason why it's so important. These men, the Bible said, were filled, he said, with the Holy Ghost. And he said, and if we this day be examined of the good deed done, he said, to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all. And he said, unto all the people of Israel, that by the name, he said, of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye have crucified, whom God raised from the dead, he said, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. I tell you what, I appreciate that, just the message of that these men took no credit, not for one thing that had been done. By the way, you better be careful. Hey, listen, about taking some credit. One of the things that's killing the gospel, hey, listen, is people that put the element of the flesh in it. Hey, listen, it ain't you and God. It's God, my friend. Hey, listen, it's Jesus alone. And if it ain't Jesus alone, you can never be saved anyway. Don't kid yourself. You'll never see the streets of gold. You'll never be in heaven. God help you to understand that. If it's you, my friend, hey, that's done it, anything, he did it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but thank God he washed me whiter than snow. Amen. By praise God, it's not by works, he said, of righteousness, which we have done, but it's according to his mercy and his grace that he saved us. Amen. Thank God. So they didn't take no credit. He said, it's all him. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. When generation after generation has tried to take the glory that God only deserves, no wonder the church is in its weakest state that I've ever saw it. At 68 years old, I'm sitting here looking today, been preaching for 35 years, and I'll tell you what, there's places that I wouldn't even want to park my car this morning. And I'm not talking about because of men, but because of what had taken place there. Whether the same people are there or not. By the way, things drift away. And God help us. Hey, listen, to stand by the stuff and be faithful to this old book right here. And I tell you what, it's without him, we're nothing. And so he went on to say, this is the stone, he said, which was set at naught, he said, by the builders, which has become the head of the corner. Now, there's a reason for a cornerstone. Every building has a corner. And by the way, everything is set by some point. And by the way, everything in Christianity is set by this stone, the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't kid yourself. I don't care which way you go from that corner. I don't care if it's angled. I don't care if it's straight. You're going to find out. Hey, listen, you got to have a starting point. And the starting point, the finishing point, the whole point of Christianity is the Lord Jesus Christ. And they had rejected, my friend. Hey, listen, the cornerstone. They had rejected everything. Hey, listen, that even the Old Testament was teaching about him. God help us. And then the Bible said, neither is there salvation. One of the greatest verses you need to learn and keep dear to you. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That verse goes along with John 14 and verse 6. Jesus said, I'm the way. He said, I'm the truth and I'm the life. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And God help us, it's not church membership with a baptismal pool. It ain't all of that. It ain't even a good life. By the way, I tell you what, the only reason any of us could live a good life, the only reason any of us could be identified with Jesus is because there's something to identify us with him. And that's what's inside of us. God help us. And then get this. And then when they saw, I want you to underline that word saw. The Bible said when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. Boy, it's good to see some people with a little boldness. The Bible said they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. Now, by the way, I don't know how educated they were as far as the secular side is concerned, and I don't frankly give a big rip. I think they're pretty smart. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I'll tell you what, some people are dumber than stumps and don't know it. That's right. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad, thank God, they was unlearned. You know what? I believe they're still rejoicing they was unlearned and ignorant men. By the way, you can rejoice over a lot of things that you ain't got. And you don't need the education of this world. By the way, my friend, they had something that only God could give them and put inside of them. The greatest teacher there ever was. Hey, listen, is the Spirit of God. And by the way, he does still guide us into all truth. And there is no truth that will ever become reality or will ever be quickened to you outside of his work, my friend. God help us. We know a lot of things. And the Bible said in the last days they'd ever be learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Boy, if we're ever there, it's today, ain't it? I'm going to tell you, a lot of people's got a lot of things, spew out a lot of things, but reality, the identifying marks, buddy, you can't find. And it is so sad. But look here, that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. Wow. They said, we the ones that's the smart guys. And so they looked at them and they said, what's going on? And he said that they took knowledge of them. What did they take knowledge of them about? That they had been with Jesus. By the way, I'm going to take, now listen, remember what they saw. By the way, somebody is picking up on something about you. There might be, I'm not talking about for a downtime. I'm not talking about at your worst time. But I'm going to tell you, if you took David at his worst time, you'd say, well, I don't think that old boy's got anything. But I'm going to tell you something. If you read the story of this man's life, you'd find one of the greatest Christians God ever recorded. And by the way, I wouldn't want you to evaluate me in my worst time, or you either. I wouldn't want you to testify about your great perfection all this week. I'd tell you to sit down and shut up. Amen. I tell you what, we ain't got it, have we? But I'll tell you what, my friend, I don't live there on a consistent basis and have no desire to be there on a consistent basis away from God. Amen. Amen. That's the reason why when I hear Brother Reg, I relate to some of this stuff. And he talks about his situations and, you know, he's just being honest because that's what all of us are. By the way, we got situations and circumstances and we got even sins that we wrestle with, even besetting things in our lives. If you're going to be honest about it, you might as well be totally honest. But the Bible said they saw these men, that they had been with Jesus. You know what? One of the great testimonies is not what we say, but it's what people see. Huh? I'm going to tell you something. If they can't see it, it ain't much, is it? Huh? I'm going to tell you something. Jesus proved who he was, not by just his words, and if he never proved it. By the way, you could evaluate his life and saw, hey, his holiness. You could saw his righteousness. You could saw his godliness. And by the way, people are reading us too. As the Bible said, we're an epistle. Amen. Somebody's reading this morning. God help us, identified with the Lord Jesus. One more, and then I'll give you a few thoughts, I pray, to help us. Over in the book of Daniel, another great man of God. And I appreciate Daniel in chapter number 6. There had been a decree made. And no doubt, you know, even people in authority can get tricked. Darius was sorry that he made this decree. I mean, he was, and if you read chapter 6, it was, he did everything he could to reverse it. I mean, even as a lost man, no doubt. I mean, he didn't want to, nothing. He knew Daniel was a great man. But the decree had been made, and there was people that were trying to set Daniel up, and they did set him up. Daniel says, well, you can make all the decrees you want. Who gives a rip? And I don't think he said that, but I believe paraphrasing, that's what he was saying. Hey, I don't care what you do. You know what I'm going to do? My best to do what God wants me to do. And by the way, you better determine in your heart, because I'll tell you what, the pressure's on today. I'm going to tell you what, it's on in high places. Spiritual wickedness is already ruling in high places already. I mean, don't kid yourself. I mean, the prince and the power of the air, hey, listen, is out to do everything he can to destroy. And listen, you know he can't get your soul, can he? Can he? Some of that's mighty weak.
No.
That's right. Think, amen. I tell you, he can't get your soul, can he?
No.
Some of you ain't for sure. Maybe you're keeping yourself, but I tell you what, Satan can't get your soul, but he can get your life. And don't ever kid yourself about that. Hey, that's the reason why it's so important to be identified with the Lord Jesus on a daily basis. Hey, that others might see Christ in us. Hey, the manifestation of the reality, what we say we have in our heart, comes out to the outside. Well, you can't see my heart. Oh, yes, sometimes people can see your heart. They see your life. That is your heart, my friend. In reality, I believe God chastens his children. Hey, listen, that don't want to do right and live right and walk right. Hey, listen, I'm still from that school. I still believe Hebrews 12. Hey, listen, that God's real every child that he's ever received, he's going to chasten. He's going to scourge every son he's received. Say, so, well, I'll do it my way. I'm still saved. That ain't the attitude of a Christian. In fact, Miss, I've just about quit asking people if they're saved anymore. I said, why? I said, why? Because everybody says they are. So it's a hollow question, so most of them wouldn't know what it is anyway. But I asked them this. I said, are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Let that soak in for a minute. By the way, that backs a lot of them up. By the way, because if you really say, hey, listen, my sheep do what? Hear my voice and they follow me. My sheep, he said. We don't mind quoting the verses like chapter 10 of the book of John, which is a great text, and I have no problem with it. But I want to tell you something, my friend. The Lord said that we must deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. I'm not ashamed this morning to be identified with him. And here we find that the trap had been set for Daniel here. But when the decree was signed and everything, look in verse 10. He said, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he waited to, I don't know if he was doing this intentional. I don't even believe he missed a beat in what he had always done. There wasn't nothing going to turn him or put him on a detour. He wasn't going to run and hide. What did he say? He went into his house, and his window being opened, he could have closed it. And he said in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he said his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks, he said, before his God as he did aforetime. Boy, I like that, don't you? He wasn't going to back up. He didn't care what the pressure was. He didn't care what the cost was. Hey, listen, he was in the business, hey, listen, of glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ, or the God of this universe. God help us. I'm going to tell you something. It may cost you something. But I want to tell you something. Some people need to weigh up the cost of things sometimes, because if you're a child of God, it'll cost you a lot more if you don't. Sometimes we just look at the moment or the minute of our life, and we'll say, well, everything got by and everything went by well. By the way, you better be careful. I'll tell you what, some of the seeds that's been sowed, hey, listen, 25, 30, 50 years ago, that's what's wrong with America. We're harvesting a crop, hey, listen, because of what went on years and years ago. Hey, listen, not only up there in Washington, but mostly in the church. mostly in the home. And by the way, we're paying a great price today, and nobody really wants to get to the root of the problem. Hey, listen, we just want to look at the surface all the time. Barack Obama is still not the problem. The Congress is still not the problem. It's not the governor, my friend. I still believe, my friend, if my people, which are called by my name, he said, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I heal their land. God help us. If there's ever going to be a healing in this place, in this land of ours that God has so blessed us with, it's going to be because we turn to God. Amen. You can turn to anybody you want to. By the way, the help ain't. I'm going to tell you something. You can be. The Bible said, cursed be man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. I'm going to tell you something. If you think, and the old, out of the book of, I think it's Deuteronomy, if the footmen tire you, what are you going to do when the horsemen come? I'm going to tell you, if you think this is pressure, it could get a lot worse. It's going to get worse, possibly. Amen. What are you going to do? I mean, you're still going to be identified? Hey, listen, are you going to be like the three? Are you going to be like Peter and John? Hey, listen, are you going to be like most of the world today? And run. So he went and prayed. He did what he had always done because he knew it was right. If God has taught you right and God's quickened something in your soul and in your life, don't never quit it. It won't change tomorrow. It ain't gonna change. What God has set in the pages of this old book will never change. Now, most people today want to be identified, but they don't want to be identified with Jesus. At least not the Jesus of this Bible. God help us. There's many that'll be identified with the world. It's easy enough to see. I don't care if it's the outside adornment. And by the way, you said you believe that tells a story. Well, whatever you want to think about it, I believe it says more than most people would want to admit. God help us. I don't care if it's the way you dress, the way you look, the way you talk, the way you act. By the way, this generation, hey, listen, of church-going people's attracted to the world more than they are God. And it's a sad day. Many, my friend, hey, listen, this morning, I want to be identified with religion. So the first thing you ask them, even if you did ask them if they were saved, I'm a Catholic. Huh? I go to Liberty Faith. Is there something wrong? There's nothing wrong with going to Liberty Faith. I'm for it. Fact of the matter is, I think would to God that we had some churches, hey, all over Missouri. Amen. Just Missouri that stood where this church stands. And I'm talking about the principle. Hey, listen, his church needs to be standing whether Brother Reg is here or not. If he fell over dead tonight or today, I hope to God you got something in you that'll keep you on the right track. Amen. I don't care if Daddy does pass off the scene. I don't care what happens, my friend. If God says it, that settles it. And if you've got it and it's right, by the way, hold it dear. Don't you give it up, come hail or high water. By the way, the devil's out to take it. I'm going to mention four little things. I'll hurry. But I want to mention a few things, I believe, that identifies us with the Lord. But there was four things about Daniel I wanted to mention that he, no doubt, had to deal with. And there were some things, even though he was in a foreign land. And by the way, no doubt, he did not conform to the world. By the way, I'm going to tell you something. We are strangers this morning. This is not our home. Yes, sir. You know, I read that Hebrews chapter 11, what great faith chapter. I love to read it. But one of my favorite texts in it is these all died in faith. Amen. I tell you what, God gave a big long list of them and what a blessing they were. But I tell you what, if he hadn't put that verse in there, hey, listen, that sealed it, that anchor, these all died in faith. But they had not received the promises. Buddy, I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad we're on the side of the cross we're on. Buddy, I'm glad the debt's done been paid. I'm glad, praise God, it's all passed. And we're looking for the second coming of Jesus and to call us to meet him in the air forever. Hey, listen, I'm glad, thank God, I'm where I'm at. Amen. I'm glad I'm not offering a sacrifice or looking for one. By the way, this morning he was the final sacrifice that God was looking for. And by the way, when that sacrifice took place, that's the reason why when John said it, he understood it. There's the Lamb of God. And I'm going to tell you something, if most people just grasp, it ain't going to be what you done. There was a lamb, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ that paid the price. And it was an eternal payment, my friend. It wasn't just for a little while that lasted for a short time, but it's for the endless ages of eternity. Amen. Bless his holy name. But there were some things that no doubt this man was challenged with. And right hurriedly, I'll give them to you. First of all, his walk was challenged. And I'm going to tell you something. Your walk's always going to be challenged. I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad he didn't bend. Amen. I like some men that's got some grit in them. Amen. I don't care how strong they are physically. Right. I've seen a lot of macho guys. Oh, they thought they was tougher than a junkyard dog. But they didn't have enough spirituality about them. They'd bend for anything. Right. They are more like Lot, and they had what I preached years ago on Lotitis. I believe a lot of people's got Lotitis, amen. God help us. His walk was challenged, but not only that, his worship was challenged. By the way, they didn't want him to worship. He said, you ain't supposed to pray anymore. By the way, I wonder why people come to church and don't even worship God anymore, hardly. I mean, you can't even tell them what they're... God said he sought us out to worship him in spirit and in truth. By the way, if we can't get excited, I don't go to ball games. I don't care if people do. I mean, that's fine if that's your cup of tea. But I'll tell you what, if you can't get excited at the church house, I'll tell you what, something wrong with you, amen. I'll tell you what, too much of the world is taking the place. I'll tell you what, amen, amen ought to be said in this place more than any church I know in Missouri. I don't know some of them, but all of them, but I'm telling you, my friend, I tell you what, there ought to be a little shouting every once in a while. There ought to be a little aisle running every once in a while. Amen. There ought to be a little hand lifting, amen. Lift up. You say, well, I ain't from that school. Get in the school then.
Yeah. That's right.
God help us. I tell you what, I wonder what God thinks. This is the quietest world you'll ever live in. If you died and go to hell, they're going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing the teeth. But I'm going to tell you something, they're going to be shouting and praying. We're going to leave with a shout. Some of y'all probably leave with a pout because you can't keep pouting. Amen. Praise God. You got a lot to be thankful for this morning. Amen. Guess what? You're going to get some more preaching out of the book in a few minutes, and you ought to feast on it. Amen. Say, hallelujah, Lord. Bless your holy name. I know your neighbor, your wife, or your husband would probably fall over and have a heart attack. Brother Reg, I don't know what he'd do. He'd just pass out backwards probably. God help us. There's more excitement sometimes in a funeral home than there is in the church. Amen. Said you preach, I preach the same way right here. And I'm preaching this morning, I do, in a funeral home. Amen. But I ain't planning on changing, praise God. Hey, listen, if you're a child of God, praise God, that's a day. Hey, listen, you've been a-looking for if you've been looking right.
That's right.
That's it. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. So, but his worship was challenged, but his witness was challenged. By the way, do you realize that this old boy had a witness with that lost crowd? But if they're standing outside the window there wondering what he's going to do now. Huh? Buddy, the lost love to see you not doing what you ought to be doing. Yes, sir. They love it, buddy. I tell you what, they love for you to change and back up. And this generation's got to seem like stuck in neutral or they're in reverse. Huh? I tell you what, you ought to get that thing in high gear. Hey, listen, why? Hey, with a pedal to the metal, amen. Amen. God help us. But I want to say this, and I'll say the fourth thing that took place. The will of God was challenged for his life. By the way, I'm going to tell you something. Every time the devil's trying to do something in your life, he's trying to challenge. If you know the will of God, he knew what the will of God was. That's the reason why he kept doing it. By the way, the will of God, he might not give us all of it at one time because we couldn't handle it. But he's told us enough, my friend, that our general stuff. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. He told you to pray every day, didn't he? That'll be challenged, won't it? God help us. I pray this morning you understand what I'm preaching. I'm going to tell you something. To be identified with Jesus is going to cost you something. And I'm going to give you a few little things, and I believe they ain't little things, but right hurriedly, I know I'm like Brother Joel, wherever he's at. Bless his heart, he might not be in here. But I know what short is. Amen. I'll do my best. I'm going to get, I think we got till a quarter till. Is that right? Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, that's 5 minutes. I can cut it off. I don't want to, but I'll tell you what, I respect what's fixing to take place. Yes, sir. I believe that. And God help us. First thing, I'm going to tell you things that will tell others you've been with Jesus. First of all, your authority. I'm going to tell you something. When you get saved, you have an authority that's beyond self. If you don't like the authority of God, don't tell me you got saved. And by the way, the authority of God is this blessed book. I didn't say you'd always obey the authority. I didn't even say you wouldn't struggle with the authority. I didn't say you'd even have a rebellious heart sometime with the authority. But I'll tell you what, down deep in your soul, hey, listen, you want to obey the authority of God. That's the reason why they called him the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't just call him Jesus Christ. They called him the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, the word Lord means master and one supreme in authority. By the way, if you don't want no authority in your life, hey, listen, and you ain't the authority, it's him and him alone. So I'll tell you one thing. People don't want, a lot of people never get saved because of this. They don't want no authority. Second of all, I believe your allegiance will tell you. I'm going to tell you something. Your allegiance this morning is your faithfulness. By the way, I'm going to tell you something. I believe you ought to be faithful to God, don't you? I believe you ought to be faithful to your wife. I think you ought to be faithful. But I'm going to tell you, you ought to be faithful to this church. I tell you what, you ought to be here every service, every call service that you can be here. Hey, we're not talking about extra meetings of the church. If you're going to skip something, skip them. Amen. If you're going to have a bonfire or something like that, and you say, well, I tell you what, make it an effort to be here on tonight. Amen. Faithfulness. Buddy, it's drifting fast in most churches, buddy. Hey, listen, you can see the crowds dwindle. Hey, they can find a way to go any place and do anything they want to do. But when it comes to the house of God, hey, listen, you better be careful. You'll end up like old Thomas. Thomas missed a service and became a doubter. Is that right? Did he not? God had something for him that day, that night, at that time, and he missed the service. I ain't preaching out of a funny book. This is God's book, buddy. He didn't believe him. He didn't accept it. He didn't even know. He didn't care. So I'm going to say your allegiance, buddy. I tell you, but be faithful to the church. Be faithful to reading your Bible and praying and to witnessing. And going on doing what God has told you to do. And then I'll say, third of all, I'll tell you what, another way they'll know is your attitude about spiritual things. I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I'm going to tell you, there may be things that goes against the grain. Hey, listen, of what you're doing, because none of us have arrived. Is that right? We haven't arrived. But I want to tell you something. When the man of God stands up here and preaches, you better take it seriously. I don't care what area of your life it's about. I don't care if it's the way you talk. I don't care if it's where you go. I don't care if it's where you the way you dress. I don't care what it is. You better take it seriously, my friend. Hey, listen, it'll get so common in your life, some sins, it'll get to be like a big oak tree, and you'll never get rid of them. You'll even get to thinking there ain't nothing wrong with them. That's where we're at today. Most people's got sins in their life and they ain't going to touch them come hell nor high water. I'm going to tell you what, they can do one thing out yonder and do another. I tell you what we are, we ought to be just as much for God and living for God out yonder as we are here. Amen. Amen. They ought to hear you praising God a little bit out there. Amen. You need to be identified out there just as much and more in here. You ain't going to do it in here. You can forget it out there. And then our actions. I'm going to tell you something. The proof's in the pudding. I'm going to tell you something. You can say anything, can't you? We are what we say we are, ain't we? Uh-uh, buddy. I'm going to tell you something. You can say it and not be it. I'm going to tell you something. Our actions prove. I'm going to tell you something. You say you love the brethren. Boy, don't show up sometimes, does it? But it's easy to speak it, ain't it? God help us. And then our affections. I said I'd hurry. Our affections. You need to think about these things. I mean, the Bible said set your affections on things of this world. That ain't what he said. He said set your affections on things above. and not on things of this earth. He said, for you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. I'm going to tell you something. Our affections too many times are robbed. Our emotions are turned towards the things of this old world. I'm going to tell you something. God makes it plain. He said, love not the world, neither the things of the world. For if any man love the Father, he said, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You better take seriously that statement. God help us. And then I'll say our abstinences, things we abstain from, proves. By the way, I'm going to tell you something. You ever told anybody I don't go there? I'm going to tell you something. I've been with people that could, and by the way, I hate liquor with a passion. It's destroyed much of my family. It's destroyed a lot of people in my wife's family. I won't go to places, if I can guard it, and I try to, where they serve liquor. Is that fair? I had a preacher over in North Carolina tell me one time. He says, "Well, he says I won't. We go in those places and we just all pray and where everybody can see us." I said, "Whoopity doo!" I said, "They're gonna have a sodomite restaurant open up down the street. You gonna go in there and do the same thing?" God said, "Stay away." He said, "Shun the very appearance of evil. Liquor is of evil to me." Then I'm going to say this, and I believe your acquaintances in life. Be careful who your friends are. Be careful who you run with. Said, I can run with anybody I want to. I'm strong enough. You ain't done it. I'm going to tell you, you better be careful about who you acquaint yourself with. Amnon had a friend too, but look at the mess of his life too. Hey, look at the mess of a lot of people because they won't even say no to their own families. There's nothing wrong. By the way, if the next door neighbor, the drunk next door is bad, by the way, if it's your family, they're bad too. And then I'll say, and I'll close with this, your agreement with God. I'm going to tell you something. People, you know what? We don't need to sit here and debate about everything in the Bible. I'm going to tell you, God says it, that settles it. Amen. I'm going to tell you, people are listening and looking at us. And they said, well, they don't agree with God. God said it, and they're sitting there wanting to debate it all the time. They won't discuss it. I tell you what, there's a lot of profane and vain babbling that goes on. A lot more than people would understand. But I'm going to tell you, I pray this morning that you want to be identified with him. But remember, it's a cost that you'll have to pay. Amen. Amen.